When I was a little boy, I wanted to eat the Jesus bread. When I was small, I loved bread. I liked how it felt in my mouth. I liked its taste. I liked that you could make sandwiches from the bread and hamburgers and toast. It tasted good, and oh my goodness, it smelled wonderful. And when I ate it, I felt good. I felt warm inside. I felt taken care of. I felt fed. And they had that special kind of bread at church. Sometimes it was made out of crackers. Sometimes it was made out of those little wafer discs, a little bit of bread. And I loved it when they had communion. It was always exciting to me to watch as everybody would go down and take communion. I remember sitting in a children's sermon time and hearing about the Jesus bread. It was one of those sermons, those children's sermons, those children's messages when I was about 4 years old that I heard and has stuck with me ever since. The Jesus bread. The Jesus bread that's also paired with the Jesus juice. In the early 1970s in the United Methodist Church, the one that I attended back in Texas, it always came in a little glass cup. About the size of a thimble, maybe a little bit bigger. Maybe like a shot glass, maybe. A little jigger of Jesus is what I ended up calling it when I became a youth. I wanted the Jesus bread and the Jesus juice just like everybody else. And so one Sunday I said to Mom, "Mom, I want to have the Jesus bread and the Jesus juice too." Instead of having to watch my dad and brother go down, and then when they got back, Mom go down. Mom took my hand and we went down and we knelt at the rail. And I knelt between my daddy on my left and my mommy on my right. I was in the middle. My brother was on the other side of Mom because he would always bother me at things like this. And I remember putting out my hands like Mom and Dad and I was told to do. And the minister came by and he dropped the wafer of bread into my hand and said, "The body of Christ." And I remember eating it and then taking the cup from the tray as it came by and hearing the words, "The blood of Christ, Jesus loves you." And I remember drinking that and feeling that warmth and that strength and that love and that presence that surrounded me on either side, in front and back, and now within me too. The beautiful, wonderful bread and cup. And I ate that bread and I drank that cup and I remember how wonderful it was right now. I can remember it right now today, kneeling there. So many things have passed me by. Studies about communion have passed me by. Confirmation class passed me by. Undergraduate school, when I learned theology, passed me by. Graduate school in theology has passed me by. All these 30 plus years have passed me by, and still to this day, I remember more than anything else that experience of the love of God filling me. Of the presence of Christ right there around me and now within me. I couldn't understand it. I was too young to understand or to hear or read those biblical passages that dealt with communion. I was too young to understand the traditions of the church about communion and its meaning and its significance. I was too young, I was too little to be able to deal with the reasonable elements and arguments about the real presence of Christ in the sacrament of Holy Communion. When I went to confirmation class, I learned about the Bible stories about it. When I went to graduate school, I learned about the traditions of the church about it. And to this day, I wonder about the reason behind it, because it's almost beyond our comprehension. Indeed, we articulate it as United Methodists and say that Jesus' presence here is a holy mystery that goes beyond our comprehension, but not beyond our experience. And so we read the scripture about the Last Supper, We hear the traditions of the church about its practice across generations. But we experience the presence of Christ in a little bit of bread and a little bit of juice. We experience anew and afresh every time we come a taste of the presence of Christ. When I was little, I would hear the word the piece of bread and the piece of the Jesus bread and then the piece of Christ. And that it was strange how it's the same word spelled differently in English, but the same word with different meanings, and yet the same meaning. Because through that piece of bread, we are reconnected to the body of Christ. Through that piece of bread and that little cup, we are connected again, anew and afresh, to the body of Christ here in these pews and out there beyond these walls. Through that piece of bread, we are reconnected when we eat and drink with faith. Through that piece of bread, the peace of Christ comes to dwell in us anew and afresh. For nearly 2,000 years, the church has argued and debated the meaning of the significance of the elements at the table, the meaning of the significance of the action of partaking, how Jesus is present, and how Jesus' presence makes us into the body of Christ for a broken and hurting world. But beyond all of those arguments and debates and speculations, beyond all those theories and arguments, there's the experience of the living bread come down from heaven. Here in the reading today, the people made reference to the manna, the gift of heavenly bread that was given to the Israelites as they wandered in the wilderness after the Exodus. And that manna was a special gift of God. They went beyond comprehension, but not beyond their experience. And when they saw it, they said, "Manna," which in Hebrew means, "What is it?" And it became the "What is it?" bread. The bread that they could not comprehend, but they could eat. The bread that they could not understand, and yet would fill them with the nourishment that they needed. And Jesus connects himself to the manna, to the "What is it?" bread, when he says, "Your ancestor ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. I am the living bread that came down from heaven." He is our living bread, sustenance, nourishment. Spiritual, eternal, physical, emotional, mental nourishment for everlasting life. Today, as you come to the table of the Lord, today, as you come to eat and to drink and to be surrounded and filled by that amazing presence of Christ, experience anew that presence of Christ for you. Experience anew that love of Christ for you, and know and share with others that same experience in words and in deeds. Know and experience and share with others that true experience of Christ's presence that can fill you, transform you, remake you into the beautiful children that God calls you to be. Come and eat and drink the Jesus bread, the Jesus juice, and be touched anew by Jesus' love for us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen.